You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We are laughing about this story. A woman who allegedly is filed for divorce from her husband because she's had it up to here with the jars in their pantry. Her husband keeps screwing the lids on too tight. And she says he's doing it intentionally. Like he'll open some olives or something. And then when he squeezes back on, he will torque it down so tight that she cannot get that jar opened again. So she's like, that's it. I'm done. She goes, otherwise, he's a fine gentleman. He's great. But he has this thing.
Strong
it's
hands.
A mental thing. And she's like, I'm not going to live that way anymore.
That's pretty darn funny, actually. But what a great prank for somebody now to do that to their spouse.
Right.
Really so crank them.
We read that story, and our first thought was, what could be your ridiculous grounds for divorce? So obviously we're having fun with this. Please do not call us and talk about, you know, the your spouse sleeping with a neighbor, blah, 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 blah. We're talking about the funny
that
things
that
they
fine.
Do. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. We're talking about stuff like screwing jar lids on too tight.
Yeah.
Something ridiculous like that. Now, before we ask for our listeners to contribute, I feel like we should step forward.
We should share, right?
So you go first.
So I've complained for years about knick-knack leaving water around the house. I'm not going to pick that one. I've got a new one that is driving me absolutely insane. She pulls her car too far forward in the garage, so you can't really walk around the front of it very easily to get to the interior garage door. So she pulls up way too far in the garage, constantly too close to the wall. And so you can't squeeze by if I get home with my work bag or bags of groceries. I can't get around the front of the car
to
get in the freaking door. Mm-hmm. It drives me nuts. Like, you've got plenty of room to stay back. But no,
why don't you do the tennis ball trick?
Yeah, I need to do that. Or the laser. I like the laser ones, too, where you put the laser on the ceiling and then you put a dot on your dash. And then you pull in as the laser hits the dot on your dashes. A little more high tech. I did text Knick Knack this morning about me. I was like, what would you divorce me over? And here is her quote from her text message. She says, you're too good of a lover in bed. It's too intimidating for me. I would leave you because of that. So whatever that's worth, that was her text this morning.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to say to that. I mean, it's who I am, man.
Okay, I can't follow that. I've had one that I've talked about on the show many times, so I'm not going to choose leaving all the cabinets open.
That's the worst. Okay, yeah.
All cabinets, all drawers open at all times. It's like, you know, sometimes it's like the house has been ransacked. I almost feel sometimes like somebody has broke, like I'll walk into the kitchen and I'm like, has somebody broken in? It's like every cabinet and drawer. So I'm not going to choose that one. The new one for me is the shoes and boots and stuff left just in the middle of the floor in walking spaces.
Sure, kick them off and just go on your way.
Yeah, she just will kick them off like anywhere. It doesn't matter where. And I'll come in and like I'm flipping through the mail, so I'm not really looking where I'm going. And you can kill yourself tripping over like a boot or something. And I'm like, what the hell are these doing in the middle of the floor?
Takes 2 seconds to bend over, pick up your shoes. You don't even have to bend over. Use your foot and just kick them to the side.
Kick them to the side. Yep. Out of the flow of traffic.
Yep.
Now it's your turn. We've had multiple people write in and want to know if snoring counts. I'm not going to. No.
Cliche.
We're talking about the ridiculous stuff. Like leaving, like moving, pulling the car too far forward is great. Yeah. Leaving shoes and boots in the middle of the floor. We're talking about the unusual kind of wacky stuff. Snoring, I'll just one time blanket answer, separate rooms, game changing. Your life will never be better. Just get separate rooms. You will be happier. End of story. Okay. Well, so Amy's got a husband who farts too loudly. Okay,
well, again.
Well,
they make snore guards. My wife wears a snore guard. Do they make fart guards?
They have the toot trapper, but I don't know if that's for sound.
Here's Deborah. She says, I would leave my husband because he calls Home Depot Home Depot constantly.
Every time.
She says, I've asked him to stop 1,000 times. It's not even remotely funny anymore. Home Depot.
And you just know that guy does it every time.
As he's driving by one even. Oh, Home Depot. Stupid.
That's really
good. That's a good one, Deborah. Okay, that's what we're looking for.
All right, let's immediately get to the phone because I feel like some of these are going to be really good. Here's Kirk, who's been holding patiently. Kirk, what do you think? It's what could be ridiculous grounds for divorce in your relationship?
You're eating dinner, and before, if you get up to get a refill or a soda or whatever, my wife has already picked up the plate and taken it to the sink.
I tell you what, I've had just about enough of that nonsense.
I tell you what,
that's grounds for divorce, woman.
Maybe Kirk, what she's trying to tell you is that you don't need anymore, my friend.
Maybe you need to push that plate back a little more often, Kirk.
Yeah, maybe you should take the initiative.
Try to have a glass of water every now and then.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad you called? I bet you're really glad you called.
I'd take your plate too, buddy. He's funny.
And then
thanks,
dump
Kirk.
It right on your head.
That's a good one.
Kirk, you're a good sport. Thank you for being on the show. Oh, we lost. I was really looking forward
back,
to talking to Brenda. She looked really like she had a good one. Sophia, good morning. Hi.
Good morning.
All right. It should be ridiculous grounds for divorce in your relationship. What do you got?
Okay. Well, I was told it was okay that this was about an ex who, if I had gotten to that point, definitely would have been grounds for divorce. Every bite of food, every forkful of food, spoonful of food, whatever it was that was even above warm would be blowed on. You would blow on every single bite of food, like, and multiple times, not just blowing on the whole bowl, but every bite, just like Lamaze blowing on the food.
He had a sensitive tongue. Sensitive tongue.
It drove me up the wall. There was no way I could live with that.
I could see him with like some oatmeal going.
That's fantastic.
Every single bite of food, every meal.
I'm glad you're actually no longer with that person.
You know,
me too.
That's annoying.
Let me just ask you something and be honest. Now, is it possible that the food that you served was practically nuclear in its temperature?
We ate the same meals, and I would just either blow on the whole thing or wait for it to cool down. He would dig right in but blow on every bite before he took it.
Every bite of meatloaf.
All right, fair enough.
That's a good one.
Thank you for making us laugh. You go have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
See you later.
Bye.
Stay breezy.
Here's Wendy. Where did Wendy go? Here she is. Wendy, what's the grounds for divorce?
Good morning, boys. So this would be why my husband would divorce me, or maybe they'd divorce each other. So I don't like to finish the laundry. Like, once it's in the dryer, like, it's fine. It can stay there. I don't like to fold it. but my husband does all the laundry. But he wants me to fold my clothes. So what he did one time was he took all of my underwear and strung them together in a long chain. So when I finally did go to fold them, I had to unchain all of them.
He just did that to be pervy, I think.
He also put some on his head.
Yeah,
you know,
he was probably put a pair on, too, is my guess.
He might be wearing a pair right now, for all you know.
He's like, now's my chance to tie all these together.
I love the little daisy chain of panties, though. I mean,
that's pretty good. In case of a fire, you could get out of the second story. So.
Oh, my God. Wendy, have
Thank
a great
you,
day today, okay?
Bye.
You know, a lot of them have come in about laundry, about folding stuff, because I do know that I have been forbidden to fold kitchen towels, just kitchen towels, because apparently I don't do it the way she likes.
Okay.
Like,
see,
she
and
has
I'm
some
with
sort
the...
of special way, and I've watched her do it, and I'm like, what is the difference? She goes, there is a difference.
Yeah.
They're all folded, and they take up the exact amount of space. But they have to be folded a certain way.
It's so ridiculous. This is the same with the bath towels in my house, because I'm a double fold and she likes them triple folded. So, yeah. Anna says I would divorce him for leaving the K-cup pods on the counter. The trash can is right there. Pick it up,
turn around,
throw it away.
Thank you. That's my stepdaughter. She will leave trash right there. Next to the trash can.
That's just laziness. Tracy says divorce him over the way he stacks the dishes wrong in the drying rack. Bottom of the plates face towards you, not away from you.
You know, we could do an entire segment on people fighting over the stupid dishwasher. You know, the whole sharp ends down.
It's still going to dry no matter which way the plate is facing.
Dishes facing a certain direction.
Here's Michelle. I am sick and tired of all of his bad puns all the time. Just last night, while driving past a field with horses, he says, "Why couldn't the pony sing in a choir? Because he was a little horse."
Leave him.
She goes, dot, 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 "I'm leaving him."
Yeah, leave him. Gotta leave him.
A little horse. With a little horse.
Chelsea says, "I could leave my SO because he opens bags of chips like a monster. It rips halfway down the bag so you can't roll it closed and they fall out all over the cabinet."
That is horrible.
We know exactly what you're talking about, Chelsea.
That's horrible.
That is fantastic.
It's like a monster getting into those. Penny says he rinses with mouthwash, spits it in the sink, it splashes on the side of the sink, and he doesn't wash it off.
Right.
That's frustrating.
Here we go. Beth is taking me to task. She says, "Dom, don't say panties.
Panties.
That word is gross." Panties is a bad
word. Wonder what she
calls
him then. What does Beth call him?
Beth, right back.
What do you call him, Beth?
What do you call him? Well, I mean, that's what they're called.
What did you call him?
Panties.
Panties?
Panties.
Panties.
I mean, underwear sounds like they're a woman's undergarments. I have been known for years as...
It's weird when a guy calls them panties, though.
Why?
Like any guy, because it's so pervy and gross sounding.
Why isn't it pervy?
Just say underwear if you're a guy.
It's the same
panties.
Word.
Honey,
so what does it matter if Nicole says it or I say it?
Do you need to wash your panties?
It's wrong. I'll tell you right now, you have your panties in a wad over this.
I don't think guys should say panties. I really don't.
Beth says it's just underwear.
It's underwear. It's underwear. Or underpants, as I call them.
So you and Beth feel the same way. Why are people so bent out of shape over certain words? I don't get it. There's not a single word that you can say that's going to bother me. And now you're thinking.
I'm trying to think of one.
I'm looking at the
over the 20 years I've been with you, I'm like, what's the one word?
I have thrown down the gauntlet.
No, I'm right. You could take a survey of a bunch of ladies, and they would say that dudes saying panties is creepy.
Five calls says it all right now. We need five calls immediately.
Can guys say panties?
Can guys say the word panties without people going,
oh,
303-691-1. We need calls immediately. I need five women to call in immediately. 303-691-1MIC, 691-1649. Do you shudder when a man says the P word?
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
303-691-1MIC, 691. Are you ready?
Here they come.
All right, first call. Is it okay or not?
No.
You're not a woman. Get off the phone. Talk about the pervy
could've
guy.
Been.
Hey, good morning.
You don't know. You could have just offended a woman right now. Okay, go ahead.
All right, what's your name?
Brittany.
Brittany, is it okay or not?
Yes.
Okay.
It's okay.
One for panties.
Thank you for being on the show. You have a great day today. Next up, what's your name?
Danielle.
And?
Underwear.
Okay, fair enough.
Tied
one
up.
To one. Thank you very much for being on the show. Good morning. What's your name? Oh, there you go.
Diana.
Hi, good morning. Diana, what's the verdict?
The verdict, panties is okay. A little old school, but I think it's totally okay to say.
You like it. All right.
What's the modern way of saying panties?
Like undies, underwear.
Undies? So you don't think it's pervy
undies
for a guy
better.
To say undies?
No.
Undies is tame. Like, hey, do you need me to wash your undies?
Undies?
Yeah.
Your unmentionables?
You need me to wash them panties?
Go have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
See you later.
You
okay,
bye.
Bye. All right, it's 2-1 that panties is okay, though. Good morning. What's your name?
Juliet.
And Juliet, what do you say?
Honestly, I don't care. I go either way.
Well, thanks for playing.
Either way. No, that's... Hey, she doesn't bother.
All right, thank you.
3-1, thank you. That's a win, but we'll go ahead and do the fifth call anyway. And it is... Hi, good morning. What's your name?
Lucinda.
Lucinda, what do you think?
Who cares?
everybody take their stick out of the butts and stop doing, you know, words.
Thanks, Dr. Phil.
Thank you.
It's hard to put your panties on when you got a stick out of your butt.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you fit those on then? You need a special hole or
especially
something.
If you got a thong on. Who cares?
So thank you very much. 80% of the women who called in said panties is fine.
Yes, I was way off.
You need to just settle down.
I need to just shut up. I'll be damned.
So what do you think about that, Beth?
Beth?
Yeah, Beth started writing this. People now try. Now people are submitting words and wanting to know if I'm bothered by them. No, moist doesn't bother me. The word moist is fine.
Discharge?
Discharge is fine. It's applicable sometimes. Oh my God, these texts are hilarious. Madeline says, panties, grody, when a man says it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Panties is okay, says Doris, except for the way Jeremy says it. Yeah.
Panties.
Yeah.
I think it's partly, too, because I have a young daughter, and I can't even imagine as a dad saying, go put your panties on, and...
Why not?
Do you need me to wash your panties? It's just so...
What?
Pedophile-ish.
It's the name of the article it's of just, clothing. You're the one who's making it gross.
Yeah, it's a little too intimate sounding for your young daughter.
Okay.
Yeah. That's part
go
of my
Go put
problem.
On that clothing that you wear beneath your pants.
Go put on
pants.
Your underwear. Put on some underwear. Hurry up. We got to go.
It's just a word.
I know, right?